Blog Talk Radio.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Since you should heal, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way.
Everybody, but I knew I was going to put this on Saturday. So I am going to continue with some of the things we talked about on Monday and give you a brief synopsis of what the week is going to look like. But I just want to let you know, I am Bonnie Albers, and you are listening to Bonnie Albers on Air. I am a psychic, intuitive, spirit medium. I'm a life coach, a counselor. I specialize in love, romance, relationships, sexual issues, and any issues you have, I can tackle. I am an RN, which is a registered nurse, and a legal nurse consultant, so I bring the medical side in also. And I rock this radio show. I can't tell you how much this radio show means to me. I'm a ham. I've got 6 planets out of 8 in Leo, and I just love being with you. So I want to thank everybody that's listening and everybody that will listen and everybody that is in chat. I got my bro in chat. He's a super adorable, very, 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 very great medium. He's from the UK, and his name is Andrew D, so you can actually look him up. I've got a lot of people from the UK. Somewhere in time, I must have been English, LOL. So I do want to tell you what we've got going on this weekend, but let me be able to point you to my website. I'm having a lot of trouble with my words today. I wonder what's in the air. Anyway, and I was up since 5 o'clock. So you can go to BonnieAlbersOnAir.com. You will see me there and my bio. I didn't write my bio, so I want people to know that I am going to tweak it, but I haven't been able to. I haven't even looked at the site since we put it up because I've just been super busy. Summers starting in May this year are just crazy with all kinds of appointments and guests and everything that I try to get ready for the show. And so that is why my bio, you can see it. It gives you a picture of me. Also, in my webpage, which I love, is embedded the last 5 shows. So if you want to go back and listen or you want to listen from my website, you can. There is also a contact page. I do this for a living. Even though I wish that some big radio or TV production company would pick me up and put me on worldwide, nationally, and I wouldn't have to put up my contact page because you could contact me always, you will see a contact drop-down box, and it lets me know that you want a reading or life coaching or counseling or both. So if you just drop down the box, let me know what you want, write in a little area where it lets me know who you are and what you want from your reading, I will absolutely get back to you. Please leave a couple days, though, because I get very inundated in people who want a reading and who want to chat. And I offer a few things on my web. I do Skype readings and counseling, absolutely do the phone, and, of course, personal in-person readings. So I do give you a variety of ways that you can get a hold of me right now. Skype and my phone seem to be the biggest route. And I love that because everybody's mobile. Everybody's on the go. And you can take me with you. I have PayPal. You can pay right on my webpage. Actually, you have to go into PayPal or I'll send you an invoice. So that's how I've been doing it. So when you schedule, I'll be sending you an invoice. And then if you'll pay PayPal, as soon as that comes through, you'll get an appointment. I want to continue with a few of my topics, but I want to let you know what's happening this week in the ethers and on my show. In the ethers, spirit everywhere. I want to let everybody know tomorrow is Father's Day. I love Father's Day. My father happens to be in the ethers in spirit, and I know he will be with me. And I can guarantee you that spirit and everybody's spirit, people in spirit from generations on back will be with you. Father's Day is a marker day. It's kind of a hallmark day on earth, but the spirits all know that it is. So say hello to your father. I send all fathers in spirit and on the earth plane and anywhere else that there are a happy Father's Day. I wish my father was here on the earth plane so that I could kiss him and hug him, but he already knows, and I already know where he is. Now, next week, I have a few guests. Monday is, of course, coffee and convo with me. I will be taking calls, and I will also be taking questions in chat. The last 15 minutes of the show and every Monday is going to be dedicated to anybody in chat that has a question. Tuesday, I've got a new lady on. She has her own show. She's from Germany. Her name is Vanda Guzman, and she is just a lovely lady. She's an intuitive. She has a voice like an angel. She sings, and she goes all over to give her messages. Wednesday, of course, is Astro and Tarot Day with Dr. Ron Cole and the Bells. the metaphysical bells, or I call them the metaphysical girls. I'm Tinker Bell. If you look at the bells, Annabelle Miller, she is one of the bells, and Brenda Bell Brand is the other, excuse me. And we all give our opinions on anything you ask, so you're getting three heavy-duty, very intuitive psychic mediums and intuitives, and medical intuitive, because that's what Brenda is also, on your side. So we have fun, we talk, we chat, and we also give you information and insight into anything that you need insight or information on. On Thursday, I have a fabulous lady. She is a walk-in, and she totes the angel Ariel. Her name is Candy, I'm going to say Hugh, or H-O-U-G-H. She's written two books. One is going to be published. I'm going to be the first to have her on the show. It's a book coming out the end of July, is Going Home, or Coming Home. It's about the life you live between your incarnations. So I love that, because, see, then you're talking life review, lessons learned, and spirit. And she wrote a book. It's a beautiful cover. She's got gorgeous, beautiful clouds, and she is the angel in the cloud. So she is coming on Thursday from 1 to 2, and I'm going to tell you it's going to be a riveting show. Then from 2 to 3, of course, is me. And so we'll just be wrapping up the day. I'll be taking callers. We'll be talking metaphysics. And Friday, the same thing. So I hope that you enjoy this coming week. I know I am. I am going to tell you also that, you know, when I start the show, and I keep saying I'm going because somebody's here with me, because I don't like talking like that, but I am going to read two of, I pull my cards. I have two different decks this time, and Spirit wanted me to bring you, of course, I resonate with the Flower Therapy deck, and that's by Doreen Virtue, and this, I got this new deck. I was in Casadega, and I was in a friend's shop, and she had, it was the coolest thing, it's called the Soul's Journey Lesson Cards. So these are life lessons that you're supposed to tackle here. I love that because I'm always talking about life lessons. So I'll start with the Flower Therapy card. It's really interesting. I always pull the first card on the deck and then count the day that we are on. So today is the 20th. The first card is Shield Yourself. It is a beautiful, hot pink bougainvillea, and you can look at the bougainvillea if you don't have, I happen to have them in my yard, and think of their beauty, their color, they come in different colors, and invoke protection to bring this situation to a speedy end. So I know there's someone out there listening, and they need protection, and this is how you get it. You can meditate, you can bring the flower into your vision, you can grow them. You can say the name bougainvillea. You can look them up. The cool news is that protection is a great thing for a lot of reasons. We should protect and shield ourselves from negative thoughts, energies, entities, or spirits all the time. And we just can think about it. We can use the rainbow light. We can use the purple flame of Saint Germain and just say, please, you know, I'd like to connect to my higher self, and I would love some protection and love and light in this world. So I love that, and I am going to read you what the protection is about. You may feel surrounded by negative people and views. Although we cannot force others to change, we can prevent their energy and emotions from affecting us. I know there's a lot of people who are empaths. They feel everything. They can feel if somebody's not, you know, happy, if somebody's negative thoughts about them or others. And that's a tough way. Some people can't even go out of their house because these emotions, empathic emotions, constantly hit them. They don't go to bars or restaurants that are busy because of that reason. So protect yourself if you're an empath. You know you need it. And even when you're feeling down, it could be from negative thoughts of other people, not about you, just about their lives. And you can pick them up, clear your energy, take a big breath in, let it all come out and clear your energy. Shield yourself. the lower vibrations of competition, anger, irritation leads to a path of pain. Although your sensitive body may have absorbed some of these negative energies, shielding yourself will bring the calm healing that's needed. This situation will soon be resolved and everyone will be at peace with the result. Remember to protect yourself with an energy shield daily. Call on Archangel Michael to clear away any negativity. Remove yourself from the situation. Your physical sensations may have energetic origins. I love that card. Because did you ever feel like you don't know why, but you're angry, or it's probably from the sky, but you're angry, or you just don't understand why you're not understood and why you feel so negative? I say take a deep breath in. Call Archangel Michael. Ask him to clear your energetic field. Take a deep breath in of pure, pure light and let out all the negativity. I love that. That's what meditation's about. That's what your rainbow shower and clearing your chakras is about. And Archangel Michael does a beautiful job. Now, the second card I pulled was the day of this week, which is the 20th. And I love this card because it kind of... It kind of correlates with what we were just talking about. Time to decide. And I would say it's time to decide to get rid of negative energies, thoughts, or any type of energetic field that doesn't serve you. So time to decide is a wisteria. It's a beautiful purple flower. Make a decision now so you can move forward. So many people, I'm going to read what this card means, but so many people get stuck because they have decisions to make, but don't know which way to go. So they just don't go anywhere. They sit in the middle of a quagmire, and they just don't know how to move. So this card is telling you, time to decide, time to move your energy forward, time to take your life in your hands and move it to the positive, fabulous, straight path that you know that you can. And that's called your life path. So get on your life path. Start to decide which way, what's going to make you happy, how you can work out life's lessons, and how to move your energy forward. You're being guided to a decision now. There is a situation in your life, whether through fear or making an incorrect choice, you've neglected to make, and you've made no decision at all. This is preventing you from evolving and from learning the next step in your life's journey. Solidifying and resolving now allows you to grow. You can release procrastination and get past the ego manifestation. I love this card. Let's move forward. Let's make a decision. No decision is wrong, because I believe on a life path, if you have two forks in the road, one might be the one that takes you further from your life path, but it kind of comes back in, and the other one's the straight route. No matter which one you take, life lessons are in one, life shorter lessons are on the other, but you will still end up at the back in one road, which is your life journey. So if you decide that you have made the wrong decision in your opinion, you can always straighten out and go back on your life path, because it's going to be there in front of you all the time. So don't be afraid of making decisions. Think about a decision. Take the road that you feel is the best for you at the time. Think it through and make a choice. Once you make that choice, the universe will move you forward. And I promise you that no decision is a wrong decision. A decision that you make that you feel is wrong will lead you to more life lessons, possibly. But you will get back on your road. So I love this card. Take a holiday or vacation, book a healing treatment, anything that will help you decide. It's time for a change. You're being guided to move ahead. So I know some people, I'm going to talk about relationships, are in the middle of, how do I decide what's good for me or what isn't good for me? You have to think with your heart and think with your head, which is usually your ego, which will serve you the best at this time. and in the future. And if that decision isn't right, we can always change it. But making no decision leaves you in the same spot, and that is not a great spot to be in, because we have to move forward always on our life path. It's like if you sit down in your life path, you never move forward, you don't move backwards, you don't learn why you're here, you can't taste the beautiful food, smell the beautiful plants, see the beautiful beauty in people, because you're sitting in a hole. But once you get up, you put one foot forward and you move, the whole universe opens up and things start to happen. And that's what this card is asking you to do. So again, I love my flower therapy card. Somebody out there needed to hear that, if not everybody. And please take it in for what it can do for you. Now, I also use my Soul Journeys cards. I love this deck because I'll tell you, I almost cringe when I pull things because I hear words I don't want to hear to give you, but they all need to be heard. So I pulled it this morning. I asked my angels, guides, and masters for the highest and best card for somebody who needs it at the show. And this is what I pulled. Failure. But I do not resonate with that word. I don't like using it. I don't believe in failure. But here's why I'm reading it to you. I understand that a mistake is only an opportunity to learn. So see, I would have renamed this card Opportunity. But this deck is written by James Van Praagh, and this is the card he named. But the message is beautiful. Failure. I understand that a mistake is only an opportunity to learn. Life on Earth is full of experiences. It is our human brain that views outcomes as good or bad. The soul simply views them as chances to grow. And that's what the flower therapy cards were saying. And I kind of read in there for you. When you make a choice, even if it's not the choice you desired the outcome, it's life's lessons that you're learning. So again, I would have renamed this card Opportunity and not Failure, but I am reading it as it comes. But I love the message. Learn to see the big picture of life instead of a minutia. Failure to accomplish a task is merely the opportunity to evolve, and the negative connotation of the word failure can prevent you from trying again. That's why, James, I wouldn't have used it. You may come to the realization that there is no judgment involved with your soul's lessons. Realize that what you view as a failure is just your soul telling you that there is another path. See, when I was talking about the two roads, one is a little more bumpier and the other one is straightforward, the life lessons are usually on the bumpier path. Embrace the maxim. When one door closes, another one opens. It is time for you to stop any negative emotional investment you have in the outcome. Revel in the knowingness that everything will reveal itself when it is meant to. No matter how or what, to be true to your dream and the creative process. I'm going to tell you, bro, I don't like the card's name, but the message is pretty clear. So I would have put opportunity instead of failure. We all get frustrated at times, but know that the outcome is trust the outcome, trust the life lessons. So I hope that somebody out there needed this card and needed to hear these messages. Now, I know that I've talked about numbers and house numbers, and I know we've missed a couple. So I am going to tell you, I love the energy of numbers. I can't use numbers. I'm not great in math. That's probably why I became the nurse and not the doctor, although I did try. So I'm ADD, and I can only work on a few numbers at a time, but I excelled in all my other fields. But numbers have always, always intrigued me. I love hearing numerologists use numbers. I do know soul path numbers, life numbers, and these are house numbers. They're really attached to vibrations that we have in this earth. And vibration, you know, Fibonacci is the Fibonacci numbers, numerical system. There is numbers in all science and physics. Everything is reduced to numbers in Einstein's theory and all those theories. And even there, and I don't care which Bible you resonate with, but they're saying that if they put those numbers and attach it to letters, they actually get messages of the future. So I so love numbers and number and vibrations of houses. And I'm going to tell you, the next time I buy a house, I'm going to look up the number. But every house people are drawn to has a number. And I can tell you that they mean something, the vibration in the house. It doesn't always resonate with you, and some people feel more comfortable in their house than others. I know that people who feel uncomfortable in their house could be several reasons. One, the vibration isn't right for them, or it's not meshing with their vibration, because we're all energy vibration. So, and the other is if there's spirit in the house, which is vibration. I know that I used to say feng shui is just not anything I'd be into, but I will tell you, I could never go into my living room and I couldn't figure out why. And I know spirit, and spirit's here, but I just didn't feel comfortable. And one day, after 10 years of being here, I changed my sofa, I changed the shape of my room, and I am so happy now in that room. I feel like I've wasted the 10 years not loving it. So I can tell you, vibration works on numbers, it works on feng shui, it works on how your vibration feels in the vibration of a house. And how we find that out is by numbers. I think we got up to number 6. So I'm going to go into 7 vibration number, and you add your numbers of your house up, you reduce it by 1 number. The only ones I don't reduce, actually, are like the 11, 22, 33, because I feel their angel number, and I can't reduce them. So there are numbers that I can't reduce, and they are because I feel the vibration needs to be there. Like 11 is an angel number, 22 is that much, you know, stronger, and number 33, and I can read those house numbers. I also tell people about auras of houses. So I can feel the vibration of you and the vibration of the aura of the house and know what's going on. So this is what I'm going to tell you. We are going to look at the different vibrations in 2 different ways. One I feel is the most positive, and I love it. The other one, he's a guy in Australia that is supposed to be an expert. I don't know that I resonate with him. I do pick and choose what I like from him. He's more of a flip side reader. And so I'm going to give you both sides, because there is light, there is dark. Where there's up, there's down. So I know that some people will resonate with them. Oh, I can't be in this house. This is the reason. And you're right. There's too many of this and that. And then the happier part that I read is when you're really feeling that vibration of the higher level of the house. So I'm going to go into number 7. Number 7, this is the house, the atmosphere of, and by the way, I love 7 because 7's one of my lucky numbers, and 7 is also my life path. And my birthday is all full of 7s. In this house, the atmosphere of peace, tranquility, and contemplation, it is ideal for serious research and learning something. Oh, I love that. Usually a number are at home with the old architecture, where the atmosphere of mysticism is unexplored. This is a great place for scientists, researchers, teachers, psychologists, and philosophers, to all those who like to analyze their own thoughts immersed in their inner world. Well, that's what mysticism is. Oh my goodness. I mean, my house isn't a 7, so my life path is. So I can tell you that it gives you a list of people. I rock psychologist, and I feel like I do teach, but not in school. I love research, and a scientist I'm not, but I could be if I if I could do it, but I always wanted to be because I'm clairvoyant, clairaudient, clairsentient, and all the clairs that you can think of, I always wanted to be one of those FBI agents that went and solved cold cases. So I guess I could be a scientist. Anyway, and I don't live in a number 7 house, but that number would have been good for me. On the flip side of the number 7 by Milton Black, a number 7 house causes its occupants to pursue fantasy, oh God, to tilt all windmills or to chase a rainbow. It is essentially a spiritual house where reality is kept outside. Oh, I want to live in that house. Reality, stay outside. I'll live in the ethers. A sensitive person under the influence of a number 7 house will find it difficult to separate reality from fantasy. And as extreme cases, this may even bring about contact with hospitals, prisons, and various institutions. The appearance of the house is deceptive, for it may appear larger or smaller than it actually is. There is nearly always trouble with drainage or sewage, water heating, and all too often leaking roof or swimming pool that defies repair. I'm going to rename my house 733. So 7-3 is 10, and 3 is, so my number is 4, but I swear this is the 7 house I live in. Number 7 house usually has a history of skeletons in the cupboard, hauntings, apparitions, or much such mysterious rumor about the family that lived or have died there in the past. Sometimes this house number can be haunted, or strange events happen at this address. People have a close association with the sea or deal in illusion, such as actors, artists, entertainers, photographers frequently occupy these homes. Pets usually play an important role with the occupant of a number 7 house, or they may give refuge to stray animals. People who live in number 7 house seem to be constantly striving for perfection and an escape from reality. Sleep does not come easy to them, and they will frequently turn to sleeping pills. Tricksters and people who handle the truth carelessly often live or frequent number 7 houses. Watch money, law, alcohol, drugs, emotions, and nervous breakdowns while living here. Well, I don't know about you, but that doesn't sound too good. I'd rather read the number 7 on the positive side. So if you live in a number 7 house, I love the number 7 I read in this house. The atmosphere is peace, tranquility, and contemplation. You have your choice, whichever. Some people say, oh, gosh, I live in a 7 house, and all of those things happen. So if that resonates with you, great. I think Milton Black sometimes writes on the other side. And I want to give you, because not everything is always happy, I don't want to give you a painted illusion of how I live with rose-colored glasses. Now, I know that what we can go to a number 8 house, and then I'm going to get to the phone line. So a number 8 house is a money house. I want that number 8 house. So this house is a money home. Those who dwell here there are opportunities for career growth and additional revenue. There are ideas for organizing a successful business or start a profitable project. This is the suitable accommodation for politicians, managers, doctors, businessmen, and celebrities. I'm going to change my house number. I'm going to change my house. Well, mine's a 4. So I'm going to just take the 4 and make it an 8 and see what happens. I don't care if I don't get that mail. They're full of bills anyway. However, it should be borne in mind that everybody here is pretty big. If a profit, the largest. If a nuisance, the largest. If it's a marriage and it's great. And if it's not, it's not. So with each thing, I still want to live there. I've got a perfect marriage. I've got a perfect, I feel life, except that I want to take this and expand it. And so I'm changing my number 4 into a number 8 house. Now I'm going to give you Milton Black's side, and then I'm going to get to the phone line. A number 8 house is usually a solid, respectable-looking house which gives the impression the occupants value reputation and appearance above all else. It brings a desire for achievement and personal glory with responsibility and stability. People who live here are often associated with law, politics, government, publishing, business, and their positions are very important to them. The interior of the house frequently has a somewhat somber atmosphere created by either dark colors or pastels and half-drawn blinds. Old photos or antiques may have a place in this house. This is a conservative house where laughter and gaiety are frequently lacking, but people tend to take things too seriously for their own good and can be easily misunderstood. Even though a number 8 house may be built solidly, it will become run down very quickly if a lot of time and trouble is not given to its maintenance. Drainage and rising damp present constantly are problems for the occupants of a number 8 house. It is important to break away from the past while living in this address. Otherwise, constant nostalgia arguments will occur with the occupants. Not a day will pass that stress or worry will pass the occupants of a number 8 house. Watch breakage, gallbladder, arguments, and stress while living here. So here you've got two different opinions. I'll take the money house any day. So we only have a few more house numbers left. I wonder what you live in. So I'm going to get to the phone line. And I will find out what number you are or what question you have, and I'm excited to start. 561, you are on with Bonnie. Hi.
Hi, Bonnie. How are you?
Hi. Who am I speaking to?
Bonnie, it's Lena.
Hi, Lena. How are you today?
I'm okay. How are you doing?
You know what? It's a Saturday. I'm just chilling. I have my coffee with everybody on the air. So for me, Lena, this is heaven. Let me ask you a question. You still don't have a home, correct?
That's correct.
So what is your license plate number? Because that is your home.
What do you add up to?
Can you add it up and tell me what number it is, or you don't know it?
I don't know off the top of my head, but I know that letters also equal a number too. So it's V215DM.
Okay, so let's take the numbers without the letters. So we have a 2 and
eight.
1 is, you have an 8? It equals 8?
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh my God. So the problems that you have, it says, it should be borne in mind that everything is pretty big. If a profit, the largest. If a nuisance, the biggest. So you can say that you can turn that upside down soon, Lena, and you are going to be in a home that I hope either you could pick one of the vibrations that's going to be happy for you. So what can I do for you this morning?
Well, a week ago, my kids lost their dog, the dog that we had when we were married, and my son, my oldest son, taking it very, very hard, and I don't know, can you tap in on him and see what's going on with him? If he just seems so depressed.
Okay, are you talking, tell me which son this is, and tell me about the dog again. Are you saying that the dog left this earth plane?
Yeah, the dog was sick. Yeah, she had cancer, and she passed away last weekend.
Okay. How old was the dog?
He is 15 years old. He is devastated.
Okay. How old is your son?
He's 25 years old.
Okay. So let me tell you why he's so devastated. And yes, he is. First of all, animals give unconditional love. I feel that he's been gone back and forth in his life. And the only stability that he, in his mind, is the dog. And that dog provided love, stability of love, and happiness when he wasn't to your son. And what is happening now is that dog in spirit has left him bodily and we'll come back to him if he wants another dog. All he has to do is ask, because dog souls jump back and forth. But the body wore out, and he couldn't stay any longer. The dog couldn't stay any longer. But what the dog is asking is that I'm seeing the dog. Was the dog, I'm seeing it was white and some other color. Was it white and some other color?
No, she was all black.
Okay, well, then what they might be showing me is a dog to come into his life. Because I feel like, what's funny is I feel like the dog is white and black. So I think that your son, if he looks for a dog, and I don't believe in buying dogs, I believe in rescuing them. So if, and mine wasn't rescued, by the way, but I do believe in it. And I feel like it might even be a greyhound that he might rescue. But I feel like your son does need stability in his life, and he feels that dog was his life and his life source. And I believe that his heart went to that dog because his heart had nowhere to go all the time. And I don't want to say that meanly, but most kids that have an unstable home, and I don't mean not a loving home, but an unstable one, really put their heart and soul into the animal because the animal has no judgment. It has nothing but kisses, love and licks for them. And this is what I'm talking because I'm hearing it from spirit. And I feel like he is very depressed. He really, really counted on that dog living forever. But you know that dogs don't live forever. So he's getting over that fact. And I think if you ask him, he'll say he doesn't want another dog. But I believe within the next year, he will have one. And he can actually ask the dog to come back soul-wise into the dog that he gets. But he is depressed.
Because, I mean, do you see him like his, I mean, he doesn't seem to be doing anything with his life. I just don't know if he was working a little bit with his father and he's doing, I just don't know what's going on with his, if he's going to find some work or.
Well, right now, I really, really would push him to finish, to go continue on with school. But right now, I feel like he doesn't want anything around him. He feels like anything around him that he has will just leave, or he doesn't have a really ambitious work ethic is what I feel. That doesn't mean he's not a good kid, because I have plenty of clients who have kids just like that. They're afraid of failure, actually, so they don't try. So that they feel if they fail right away, they don't have to prove they can do it, because if they can't do it, then they don't have to prove they can fail, if that makes sense to you. So I really think that he needs to be encouraged, of course, I'm going to say. I really think he might be better at a vocation. Is there some kind of school that he can go to that's more hands-on and less study?
Like what? The electrician?
Well, any of those. They're all needed. Anything in the anything like an electrician, a plumber, a chef, a line cook, a car mechanic, I feel like he really right now needs more of a vocation, and you can actually go to school, like a junior college, like you're there, have those, and you should look into, because I feel that he needs, his brain is just on autopilot right now, and I think it's because of his life and his upbringing, and I don't mean that it was bad, because I think it was unstable is what they're showing me. So he needs some stability in his life. I feel his father gives him some, but not everything. And I feel that he's leery of a lot of people. So I feel like if he gets a vocation that he can actually make good money at, that he will have that opportunity if he wants to go back to school. So what is he interested in, Lena?
He just went for a regular AA, and I asked him if he wanted to do computers or go into real estate, but I don't know. That might be a little bit too intense for him.
I feel like he needs something that he can succeed at easily. So does he have a hobby? What's his hobbies?
He likes music. I mean, it just doesn't seem, I just don't know. I don't live with him, so it makes it really hard for me to spend even time with him. And when I do, he sits and he seems depressed, and he's losing more and more weight, and I don't have a good relationship with his father, so I don't know. If I try and talk to his father, we wind up in an argument.
I would, if I were you, I would encourage him to do something that he loves versus something that he has to do. So when you talk to him, say, you know what, son, I know that we have to work a lot in life. We have to. Look at me and look what I have to do, and I'll do anything to survive. So why don't you do something that you're passionate about? It doesn't matter what money you make at this point. If he's passionate about music, maybe he wants to work in a music store and continue his education, you know, online. Or if he really is, I feel like he has another hobby and you just don't know it. Whether he tinkers with his hands and he builds, they're saying models. I don't know what he does, if he builds model airplanes or model something. And he wants to go into something with his hands like a body shop or a painting. You know, like car painting, because you have to have certain skills because he already has the AA. I feel there is a hobby he has, and you need to encourage him to do that. He also might really love animals and really feel bad. So you might want to encourage him to even go and volunteer somewhere where he can have the love of the animals also. So I hope I have.
Yeah, you have. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Lena. Good luck. Hi, everyone. It is so tough when we have kids that really have been brought up with not stable surroundings. I keep hearing not stable, not stable. And all of us have that issue at some time in our life. Either some people are out of work, some people have to move, some people lost their homes, some people lost their spouses. I mean, even from any point of view, when we shake up our lives and our kids are around, they also feel that shake. So just remember, always make your kids feel stable, even if it means in a non-stable environment. They know if they're loved, that they have a place to go to, that they have someone that they can confide in, and someone that cares. That's stable enough sometimes for kids. And we do see kids in homeless shelters that the parents have lost their home that are really high achievers. They go to school. They make it work. So all they need is that love from you and the assurance that you won't leave them. So I so suggest if anybody's in that situation, and a lot of people were about 5 years ago, that the community can help you, but just make sure that child's mental well-being is looked after, which is that they have someone that they can talk to, someone that cares about them, and someone that will provide love for them. So I so see that. So 780, and Lena, I know you are trying, by the way. 780-780, you are on with Bonnie. Hi.
Hey, Bonnie, how's it going? It's Jay calling from Canada.
Hey, Jay, I'm so happy. Oh, my goodness, I see you on, but I so always love to talk to you. How are you doing?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm doing fabulous, as you can see. What can I ask a question? I want to know more about your what you're doing with your drums.
Nothing right now, actually. I'm going to get out and do some drumming maybe today or next week sometime because I'll get back into the swing again because it always brings me lots of joy. And I actually work with my students, too, so that's the plan also.
I love that. I mean, I'm just so, like, enamored with what you do. It really helps with the heart chakra. So I can
feel. No, it definitely does.
Yeah, I can feel it. And every time I see you on or I look at you and you're in chat, it makes my heart flutter because I know you are helping with that when you get into it. You are really, really bringing peace and divine love through that heart chakra with your students.
Well, thank you. Thanks so much for the compliments. Yeah.
What are you
just a matter of practice.
I know, but I what are you doing that you're not able to do this like full time?
Well, you know, I'm just taking chances right now. Our economy is kind of down right now, so in our province. So I just right now, just I'm still in a really stressful job right now. So, but I'm sort of really busy during that day. So, but I'm just exploring other stuff right now. Just getting
tell
out more.
Tell me what you're Tell me what you're exploring, and what I can do to. If you've got any questions, I'm here to help you because I think what you do is you help. I'm just going to throw this out for you. I feel that that you also need this for your well-being. Well, of course, we all do. That's why we go into these things. So, but I believe that that the stressful job that you have, and I understand because business in itself is tough right now, especially in certain areas of the world. But I love Canada, by the way. I have a girl coming tomorrow who's my son's girlfriend who's coming from Canada, and she's coming from right over the Detroit, wherever Detroit is. She
okay.
Came, so I don't know where that Ontario. But I have to tell you this. I think the more you start with part time, this whatever this drumming is, because I can feel it in my heart whenever I say the word. I think. The better you'll feel also. I feel like you didn't carve enough time out for it.
Not this year, no. Not this year.
So are you planning to do that?
I'm going to actually put some classes in the fall. We'll see how that goes. And it's like I got to work with my students this year, like from July till September or so. Just to get some people just drumming. Go outside and do some park drumming, things like that. That's a plan on the weekends.
Can I ask a question? Do you ever spread your wings? Do you ever go further than right around where you are?
Yeah, I used to actually go down like a couple hours south of where I live. I did that too a while back. So I have one student in the south that she's very good. I mean, she opened her up to drumming, so. And, I still think it's just, right now, just, go ahead.
Well, for you, it's a hobby. I mean, I would love to see it as a biz turned into a business, but I feel like one is, unless it turns into full time, always, you won't be able to see that. And I feel that you need to make a certain amount for yourself in order to be stable for you. So I do see, I would love to see this, you can do, and the reason I mentioned this girl is because her mom's involved in saving some of the rainforest or some of the things in Ontario. And I feel that if you link to something like that and you link to some of these people that are trying to environmentally save some of these forests, and that you, for some reason, I see that you could get some business there. So I don't know if I don't know if in your area you have that, but I kind of think that spreading your wings means like maybe getting a hold of some of these organizations. I see that if you can get to like fairs or fairgrounds, that this would be a really good thing to get your word out.
Yeah, most definitely. The drumming is a really sacred thing, so.
Yes, it is.
Yeah,
it is.
So.
Let me ask you another. Go ahead.
Sure. Go ahead.
Now, tell me about the drumming, because then I'm going to ask you what house number you live in.
what drumming? What would you like to know about drumming?
Well, tell us. Tell everybody listening what drumming is, because I think a lot of people don't understand.
Well, there are all different aspects of different types of drumming. What I do is actually native drumming, and then actually it's a raw skin round drum with a mallet of some sort to make the sound. And each of the different skins have different spiritual meanings and healings that go with it, and different sounds that go with it. another thing, one thing else with drumming is that you're opening up your voice, because songs go along with the drum. It's usually people just drum, but the sounds of the drum and the sound of the voice, they carry that energy to the universe. And when you get to a certain drumming point, okay, it opens up your heart center, actually, and that's where you communicate with the universe. And if you notice, and I'm going to say it is, and it's kind of like a giveaway, is that the signature, the energy signature of the sun has the same energy signature of your heart. So if it's in sync, you can actually co-create with the universe right away. So if you do a little bit of drumming and then stop and then just pray, that is a great way to co-create with the universe.
I love that. And you know what? You need to understand that that's how you need to explain your course, because I feel that you are a healer, and there's where the word's missing. So you do drumming, but it's really healing. And it's healing spiritually, and it's learning how to co-create. And I feel like if more people, and I don't know why I'm saying this and why they asked me to tell you to explain it, is because I think that a lot of people, except in the know, you know, and they follow you and they know what drumming is, would absolutely be turned totally on to this type of healing and modality if they knew the benefits that they would get either right away or within their life. And I so want you to do this and put out a course and do continual courses privately or personally or in a group. But this is something that we need, and something that also heals, and I don't know why I'm saying this, but it also heals the earth when you do this.
Yes, it does. Thank you.
So you're welcome. And I so want you to do this on my show. I don't know how we can make it work, but if you ever want to do this on my show and bring in your skins, and if you can, you know, if you can put your mic down so that we can hear it and you can,
sure,
you know, teach it, I would want you to come and do that. You know, Jay, you can put this on and do Skype. I don't know, you know, and you can have Skype sessions with your clients. But this is a healing modality, and I don't think you're taking it as far. And I don't mean to criticize, because I'm not. I'm just so excited about what you do, and I don't know why. But they're telling me that they're showing me. My hands are like ringing. You've got to put this out and offer this kind of healing, because it works in so many levels with people.
Mm-hmm.
So you think about coming on my show, Jay. I'll have you on a Monday. I know you got to do mornings, but I'll have you on even if it's for half an hour. You can explain the difference.
Okay.
So you get a hold of me. I'm going to give you my email, or if my email is, because then you'll see my phone number. My email is B Albers, A-L-B-E-R-S, 714. @AOL.com. And if you can't remember that, do BonnieAlbersOnAir.com and go into the contact me section.
Sure.
All right. I have 1 minute and I need to say goodbye, but I want to tell you, you're amazing. What you do is amazing, and you need to get this out. And for some reason, I keep saying this, is because they don't think that you're marketing it the right way, is maybe what I mean.
Hmm. That's true.
And I don't think you think of, I think you think of marketing as big business and this is more sacred, but that's not how you get to a lot of people. Anyway, I want to say thank you, and I will be looking forward to hearing from you.
Sure. Thank you so much for the invitation, and great for the wisdom they've shared with me today and everybody else.
Thank you, Jay. I appreciate that. Have a great rest of your weekend. And don't forget to contact me. All right, thank you.
I will.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey, everyone. I don't know if you knew who Jay is. He does come in chat. He is a wonderful healer and an amazing drummer. Not that I know him, but I can feel it. And you know me. I feel everything. 20 seconds to say, I love you, have a great weekend. I will see you here on Monday. And thank you for joining me. Thank you for being here and listening. And thank you for liking my show. And please get a hold of me if you would like a private reading. Thank you. Bye.